show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome. I am so excited. Oh, my God. Not only are we just, how many days and a wake up? 1, 2, 3, 4 days and a wake up. Oh, my God. I tell you, every time I think about how awesome Saturday is going to be, I have to do my military boot camp countdown.
Right.
Yes, 4 days and a wake up.
Right. I am excited about it. I am absolutely excited about it.
Yes, as you should be. For those of you who are tuned into the show, good morning and welcome. We have on the show with us today my awesome guest, and I'm going to tell you just a little bit about her in just a moment, but introduce her to you. She is an awesome woman that is going to be with us at the conference, and we are so looking forward to her. And she's traveling from Arlington. Now, I know a little bit about Arlington, Texas. If I'm not mistaken, that is next to somewhere near Dallas, Texas.
That's correct.
Okay, I believe there. And she is an awesome, oh, my God. And, you know, she empowers people in the area of home ownership. Wow.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Wow. Oh, I am just flabbergasted, so to speak. I'm just floored at how God has brought these awesome women to this event where you're going to be helping women. So without further ado, I want to let you know that I have on the line with me this morning my guest. I want to give you a minute or two to go tell someone to dial into the broadcast this morning. They can call in to 347-945-7991, or they can use their laptops, their iPads, their iPhones, and any other type of smartphone you have. You can go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/the Lalisa Williams Show. So Lilisa Williams Show. And they can you can listen right from your cell phones or from other devices that you might have. But I want to give people a minute because, you know, we sort of just realized that your schedule is going to be free for you to come. I'm trying to get the various people who are going to be speaking at the event. Last week we had Dr. Grant on and trying to give people a little taste of what they're going to experience this coming Saturday. So I appreciate you, Nicole, for responding so quickly.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, the work that you do is so important, but you can tell us, and so she's a realtor. She's also an empowerment speaker, a motivational speaker, beautiful and, you know, just real. I mean, I've never met you physically. I was only given your information by my partner, Bette Williams. But, you know, you've responded and you've taken to us so easily. I'm just like, and to come all the way from Arlington, Texas, which is very close to, you know, Dallas. But, you know, what is your motivation to do that? It's not like you know me or, you know, you don't live here. You know, what's your motivation to come here and to help at the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo?
Well, I feel like anytime God opens up a door for you to go and reach back and help women or anyone in the way that he's helped you, I feel like it's our duty. And that's something that I hold close to my heart. And I said, you know what, like my grandmother would say, by hook or crook, I am definitely going to be there. Because not only do I want to allow God to use me to be a blessing, but I feel so honored and privileged, you know, to be asked to come and to participate and be in a room full of such phenomenal women, including yourself, Lalisa. So that's it for me. I'm all about networking. I'm all about strengthening the next sister or the next business owner so that in turn we can all get to the place, you know, that God, in my opinion, has called us to or created us to be in.
Wow.
That's what motivates me. It's like, if God can do it for me, who am I that when called or asked that, I mean, who am I that I wouldn't come? Put it like that.
And you know, and then for your schedule to allow you to be able to come.
Yes.
Now, yeah, I'm just blown away. So now tell me a little bit about, you know, being a realtor. What exactly does that mean? Because I hear, you know, real estate, but.
Well, I'm a real estate broker, so I'm not a realtor. I am a real estate broker. And what that means is that I have agents that work under me. I've been in the business since about 2001. I left corporate America. I was working for IBM, making six figures, and, you know, I decided that, hey, if I could do this here, then I am going to take a chance and step out and attempt to do something for myself. So since then, I want to say about 2001, 2002, I went out, started my own real estate company, and I have been doing it ever since. And I have been doing it ever since by, you know, the grace of God. And one thing that I hold really, really dear and that you guys stress is the importance of networking. And, Lalisa, you asked the question the other day. You said, is every person you meet a potential customer? And I could have jumped through the roof because absolutely every person you meet is definitely a potential customer, because even if they don't directly get your service, they may refer you somebody, they may know somebody who needs what it is that you're offering, and their impression of you will determine if by word of mouth they promote you or demote you.
So absolutely.
So on a large scale, I'm a real estate broker. I have a small firm here in Las Colinas, Texas. I've been in business, like I said, since about 2001. And in addition to that, you know, I'm a motivational speaker and I'm a mentor. I mentor women about getting into the place that God has called them to be. I go into the alternative schools, and I spend maybe like 2 hours a week where I talk about goal setting, you know, seeing yourself the way God sees you. And until you do that, until you know what you can be and can have, you're just kind of floating around, you know. So I do that, and I've been doing that now for a couple of years. So, I mean, it's just, I'm just really, really delighted to be able to come and share everything that God has done for me in my life. I feel honored and privileged to be amongst you all. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. I'm honored and privileged that you and I just certainly have to give, you know, all kudos to Angela Vett Williams, because, you know, I don't know, you have never heard of you. And then, you know, she called me up and said, you know, there's this woman and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, she's coming all the way from Texas, you know. And sure enough, here you are in live and living color. And you've been rolling with us ever since, you know, we began to promote this. And many mornings you've tuned into the LaLisa Williams Show. You've been very supportive. And so, you know, oh, man, I'm just so convinced that God, you know, is so in control of this event, and we're just, you know, waiting on him every step of the way.
Absolutely.
You know, I said, and, you know, when you mentioned right there, you know, you are truly the epitome of what, of one of the messages that we want to get across on Saturday. Here you said you were working a very well-known company that almost everyone knows of, IBM.
Yes.
For years has been one of the bedrock companies of the United States of America and probably worldwide in terms of their stocks, their growth, their development. I mean,
yes.
I remember my first IBM typewriter back in 1974.
Right.
Taken when you had to take typing in school, and they came out with the IBM electric typewriter. I'll never forget it.
Right.
And we thought we had died and went to heaven when they came out with the IBM Selectric typewriter.
Right.
Oh, yes. Now, I'm very old. I remember all of that. And listen, what? So I know this company had, and you said you were with them making well into the six figures, which I also know because I know, you know, when I was a business student way back then for a short time. And, you know, we were taught, you know, what companies pay and things like that. But, you know, I'm just, and you walked away from all of that to start your own business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And can I tell you, within 1 year, I had made twice as much as I had made in 1 year working for IBM. That following year, I'm my tax records to prove it, I had doubled my income in a year.
Now, is that because of the real estate market? Or what would you attribute to that doubling?
My network. It was very important because in real estate, and even when I, what I train my agents, is that your business is going to be as good as your sphere of influence. And your sphere of influence is still your network, okay? So you have to get people you know working for you. And absolutely, within that first year, it was due to the fact that I had created a strong network of people within IBM, of partners, of different business people like-minded. Those people became my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So when they got ready, so when I stepped out and I left, they thought of me as professional. They thought of me as trustworthy. They're like, if anybody I want to represent me, it's going to be her. And that was because of how they saw me in past business dealings and the relationships that I had built. You know, being a person, a woman of your word is very important. If you tell somebody you're going to do it, do it. And people would like to overpromise and deliver less. I believe in saying what you're going to do, but if you can exceed what you're going to do, then you are a way ahead of the game. It's like, I will do this, but in the back of my mind, the goal is to exceed that expectation, but I never overpromise and underdeliver. What I do is I keep my promise and I overdeliver, if that makes sense.
Well, that does, because that's what we hear, that every successful person that I've ever brought to this broadcast and people that I've met in other, you know, areas of life, they that are successful business people, they all say the same thing. I mean, well, of course, we're taught that, and that's marketing 101. We're taught that in class, but in textbook, but it's refreshing to hear, you know, actual people actually say that.
Right.
But every person in marketing, that's what you're taught, to over marketing training, any business where you have clients and customers.
Right. And then another thing is, too, you
somewhat
have
hard to do. Somewhat hard to do, though, I have to admit, for myself. But
yeah. But it can be done. It can be done. It can be done. And I'm going to tell you, it was because of those relationships that my first year in business was, you know, a success. I mean, it was a success. Now, that's not to say later on, obviously, as we had a turn in the real estate market and we felt that shift in our economy, it tightened up. A lot of people who were in my profession said, forget it. I'm going to get a job. Well, what I did was reposition myself. And I just said, well, okay, I'm going to have to decrease expenses. I'm going to have to cut overhead. But what I'm not going to do is give up on myself or my business. So what I have to do is what can we absolutely do without? You know, do we need a large office? Do we need all these other things that we're doing? And what I did was I went back, you know, I went, you know, said, okay, well, during this time, what else can I be doing to reposition myself to be better so that when we come out of this, I'm still going to be here and I'm going to be stronger than before? Well, what I decided to do was go back and get a degree, a business degree, and obviously in business and real estate. I said, I want to become better at what it is that I'm doing. You know, I need to learn how to be more efficient, to be able to think better, to be able to do better. And that's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. So, you know, with all of the shifting and the squeezing, you know, the different things that's happened within our economy, I'm still here. God is still blessing. I'm still putting people in houses. And, you know, it's wonderful. I mean, you have to pay a price, and that's one of the things that I'm going to talk about on Saturday is I have three simple points, well, four, you know, and one of them is about, you know, sacrifice. How bad do you really want your dream? How bad do you really want to walk into your destiny? Sometimes you have to decrease so you can increase. You know, sometimes you have to do without the big car and the big house until your business gets to a place to where, you know, it can sustain itself. You can't take all your profit and go out and spend it and then you have, you know, and be without capital, you know, if you will. And then, you know, and then something happens like what happened to us in about 2006, 2007, and then not be prepared. You know, so I talk about how important it is to sacrifice. How bad do you want to stay in business? You might have to decrease so that you can increase. And that's what I've done. And it's been proven to be a great strategy, and it's working. And, you know, I'm just excited because I'm doing what I love to do. And being an entrepreneur, it makes it easy for me to be able to come to an event like yours because I'm in control of my own schedule.
Wow. You know, this is so awesome that you, again, you know, to take the time to not only, you know, to come here, but to also, you know, be on the line with us today. And I'm trying to, you know, type as quick as I can to let people know that you are on the line. And just one of the things you said you asked a question, how bad do you want your dream?
That's right.
And, And you know, and there's people who are in a place right now where, unlike you, who made a choice to leave and go start a business, some people aren't making a choice, but they find themselves in that position where they don't have an income, they don't have a job, and the job market, you know, is tight per se. People aren't really – the only people that really are hiring probably are the small business owner, and that is because you can at least hire yourself.
Yeah.
So yes. By starting your own business, you can at least hire one person. That's you.
Yes. Yes.
But now, go ahead.
You know, LaLisa, I think that sometimes, and if you read the quote that I put on Facebook today, I sometimes believe that those type of situations are set up. I think your perspective is very important on your next move. I believe that I'm a woman that looks at the glass, and to me, the glass is always half full versus half empty. I believe that you have to be able to see your situation, even though it might be bad, laid off, unemployed. That might be the time where it's time to start your dream. There's money out there. You know, you have the Small Business Administration. You know, you have, you know, people who are wanting to invest in small businesses. I believe that for the people who are out there and find themselves in that situation, I just really deeply believe that sometimes that's a setup from God. I don't remember the woman's name who was in England overseas. She had gone through a divorce. Her husband left her, and she had three kids. And, you know, and she's like, well, I always wanted to start writing books. The woman who wrote Harry Potter. And then now look at her today. You know, because of her books, because of her being in a situation, it's like, okay, well, I didn't work. My husband was supporting me, you know, and something that was a hobby for her, she turned that into, well, this is what I wanted to do. I've wanted to do that. And then now, lo and behold, that hobby, because of her bad situation, she used that, and now that's the thing that's her provision.
Yeah.
So I just believe that sometimes our situation, is, though it might be challenging, is a setup to push you into the place that you're supposed to be into. But I believe your perspective and how you see it and how you look at it is very, very fundamental to you getting out of that situation, what you need to get out of it. But if you look gloom and doom, what am I going to do, and you get stressed out, well, you're going to be stressed out without a job. Why not say, well, what can I, you know, what do I have to work with? And that's why networking is important. Networking is important because if you don't know the answers, it's important to be able to reach out to somebody that does.
Wow. That, you know, I almost got to type, that's another quote, I almost got to type that in. Networking is so, yes, okay, so, what about, tell us a little bit about your motivational speaking career. How did that come about?
Well, you know, it started really with friends and family. You know, I've always been told, like, Nicole, you go through the worst, the most devastating things, and somehow or another, you still seem to paint the prettiest picture, you know? And what I realized is that that's a gift. You know, it's a gift to be able to see the glass half full. You know, it's a gift to be able to walk through some of the most tragic things in life and still be able to trust God and still be able to believe in what he said about you for your life. And when I realized that I had that gift, I said to myself, well, who am I not to share it? And so, again, I'm very passionate about helping women be able to see themselves the way God sees them, because that's what he did for me. It's like I had an epiphany moment where he showed myself, Nicole, you are more than your situations. You are more than your circumstances. You are my daughter. And if you know who I am, then you know who you are, you know what you can have, you know what you can do, and you know that you were created to survive. So that revelation pushed me into motivational speaking.
Wow. I tell you, I am just, you know, loving the fact that this is so real, what we are promoting and teaching people. Certainly, this, if no other time, this is one event where I will be able to definitely over-deliver.
Yeah.
Because there is no amount of flyer or handout or anything that we do that can surpass what people are going to get when they show up on August the 25th, this coming Saturday, down at the 1199 J building in Newark, New Jersey. So, as a matter of fact, let me just go on and let you all know where, especially for those of you who are in the New Jersey, the New York, Connecticut, Philadelphia, or Pennsylvania region, Delaware, in places where you can get here very quickly just for the day. You don't have to stay overnight. You don't have to spend money on a hotel if you don't want to. If you do desire to do that, please inbox me. I can tell you of some hotels that are nearby. But this conference is worth it. If you haven't been on a vacation yet this summer, you may even take two or three days, put it together, and have you a nice little vacation. You can do New York. You can do Maryland, even if you're coming from Ohio and other areas. There's a lot. Anybody that knows anything about New Jersey, New York, knows that there is always something going on, something to do. Not like some cities, when you roll into town, you're hoping something big is happening. In New York, if something big happens every day, all day. And so,
absolutely.
Every day, all day, I can honestly say that about New York City. You don't need a schedule to find out if something's happening that weekend. They make
absolutely
it their business. So they're funny. New York is funny like that. I'm from Ohio, so when I came here, it was a culture shock.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I'm excited. You know, I'm excited. I mean, I think the energy of the city, I think where you're having it, I mean, I think there's an energy, you know, with where we're going to be at, with the phenomenal women that's going to be in the room, and just, you know, just what God is doing. I mean, I think it's a great place to go in and shake it up, you know, and shake some things up. You know, I really believe, you know, from the minute I was speaking with Angela Vett and I prayed, and that's another thing, you know, it would be crazy for me to say that I've been able to stand and walk over fear, because you have to have the stomach to be an entrepreneur, because if you don't work, you don't eat, okay? So I, you know, it has truly been my relationship with God, my faith in what he says about who I am, that makes every day, you know, get up and do it. You can have, you know, what you say. You know, there's power in your words. You know, greater is he that's in you than the problems or the challenges or the people that's going to say no. You know, I think somebody put a quote on there, you know, you can get a million no's, but all you need is one yes from God to completely change your life. And I just believe deep down inside of me that if only one woman gets something from what it is that I have to say, then you know what, then fine. You know, God has used me. And I know it's not a personal testimony or anything like that, but I'm going to tell you, from where it is that I come from, God is not a respecter of persons. If he can do it for me, he can do it for you. You see what I mean? I just really, really believe that. I really believe that. And I think sometimes, you know, we have to be transparent enough, you know, to say, because, you know, a lot of times people can look at you and they think that your life has always looked that way. You know, you have on nice clothes, and you might have a nice bag and a nice car and a nice home, and they look at you and the assumption is, well, they already got it together. You know, but the truth of the matter is, a lot of times we have to be wisely transparent, you know, and say, you know, no, really, you know, this is walking into something that I believe that has transformed me into being this person. You know, I grew up in Brooklyn. You know, my mother, you know, was a drug addict. She died at 48, 49 years old, okay? So really, my life, the things that I've had to walk through and go through, I shouldn't be here. You know, society, I would have fit into a statistic that would have said she is not going to make it, okay? So if there's one person in the room who looks anything like how I looked, my goal and agenda is to tell them that you cannot let your circumstance or your situation talk to you or have the last word in your life. At the end of the day, it's very important to know who you are and who you belong to, because that's the truth that you have to walk in. That's the truth that you have to believe. That's the truth that you have to hold on to when everything around you wants to tell you something else.
Wow. Woo. Wow. Well, Nicole, I tell you, people are going to be inspired. I can just only imagine. I mean, you're sitting here and being so inspiring right now. Wow. You know, very inspirational. And I'm, you know, talking a little slow because I'm also typing that in.
Okay.
Tidbit, I'll call it, you know.
Right. And I'm going to tell you something. When I went back to business school, I almost dropped out because, you know, some things we're naturally gifted in, you know what I mean? And we can take our natural giftings, you know, to think that that's going to get us through. But I'm going to tell you, I almost dropped out of business school, and I'm having a transparent moment with you here because business calculus. I'm thinking to myself, really? You know what I'm like, I cannot do this. You know, I mean, I sat in the, you know, in the auditorium, you know, at the university, and I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And God said to me, I am in you. What do you, and this is true because this is the relationship that I have with him. He speaks back to me when I speak to him. And when I'm talking crazy, he straightens me out. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I can't do this. I'm going to go into communications. I'm going to go into something that is more of a natural, that I deemed a natural fit. But you know what? He said, Nicole, you're not a quitter. I didn't create you for that. You know, seriously. So I start speaking to myself. I'm not a quitter. You know, I can do all things through Christ that empowers me. And when I tell you I got an A+, do you hear what I'm telling you? I finished business calculus with I got 3 exams that was an A+. I ended up with a B+ in the class because of the final exam. But nonetheless, it was still higher than what I ever thought I could possibly attain and achieve. And God said to me, Nicole, you are more than the sum total of your lips, hips, and fingertips. Because, you know, in our society, if you look halfway decent, then we think that's the thing that has to carry you through. You got to have sex. You got to use your body to get ahead. But what God says is, no, you are a representation of me. You are my daughter. Everything that you need is inside of you. And, you know, and as women, you know, we, and I believe you and Dr. Graham were talking about it when we were talking about the quote on, you know, what are we really afraid of? What are we really afraid of? We are really afraid of our own light, of our own success. Could it be that we are so bright that it's hard for us to even imagine or believe? And when I tell you, God is constantly, always revealing more of him in me, I said, whoa, okay, well, my grandmother always would say, you know, self-praise is no recommendation, but, you know, I've been told, you know, I'm kind of cute and stuff like that, but I'm going to tell you what, God has said so much more about me, and I'm telling you, it's just an awesome thing to be able to look deeper inside of yourself and say, you know, wow, not only, you know, am I halfway, you know, I halfway look okay, but guess what? I'm intelligent. I can think. You know what I mean? You know, I can plan. I can strategize. I don't have to compromise myself for anything because I'm not desperate. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, you know, and that's what we have to do, and it takes focus. So, you know, it's not that it just happened. I had to focus. I had to sacrifice. I had to shut some things down. I couldn't take every call. I couldn't do every lunch meeting because guess what? I had to put my mind on the task at hand, and that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to sacrifice for the things that we really want, and that's one of the points that I stress. How bad do you really want it?
Well, you know, that's awesome. And again, if you just tuned in, you're tuned in to the LaLisa Williams Show, as you know. I'm your host, Coach LaLisa. I'm speaking with Nicole M. Upton. She is a real estate agent, And she also is a motivational speaker. She also is a real estate broker. She also has a mentoring program that she runs with teens and youth and other young women. She does so many things, and she's speaking here in New Jersey. Not only is she online today, and we'll talk to her for the rest of the next half hour, but I also want to tell you about the event that's coming up this Saturday, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. And our theme this year is Release Your Power, Aspiration, and Innovation. Also, to register, you can go online and register at http://tinyurl.com/B as in boy, W as in water, K as in kite, 3, Z as in zebra, S is in Sam, H is in Harry. You can register there. It is going to be Saturday the 25th from 9 to 3 p.m. at the Union Building, also known as 1199J. The address is 9-25 Alling Street. Will be on the second floor. That's in Newark, Jersey, right next door to the Gateway Building and just one block away from Newark Penn Station. For those of you who are taking the train from New York, Connecticut, in Philadelphia and other places, you could take the train and walk just one block to this building. It sits right on the corner. It's pretty much the only thing there, right in between Market and Edison Street on MacArthur Highway, for those of you who are in the New Jersey area and you're trying to figure out what building that is. We have phenomenal speakers. We're going to have awesome vendors there with everything to help you as you grow your business, but we also want vendors there that we want to make an impact in their business, because this is our focus is entrepreneurship, empowering the community, making an impact economically. So we have small businesses who are going to be there, and some of them don't get any other opportunities to market to their customers except that they go to an event like this. So please come prepare to help them and make an impact and to really empower each other. And let's really begin to, you know, as we like to say, help a sister out. Well, you're going to, there are sisters who have businesses. Not that everyone there will be a woman. A couple of men have also called asking about vendor tables. There's just a few vendor table spots left. You can go to the website. We have developed a website for this business that will be ongoing. We have gotten some sponsorship from companies like Capital One Bank right here on Route 22 in Union, New Jersey, Cityplex Newark, that's the movie theater in Newark on the corner of Springfield and Bergen. They are brand new. They just reopened. It has something to do with Shaq, though I'm not totally clear, but I don't know if he sponsored the rebirth of that movie theater or what, or the rebuilding. But he has something to do with it. We do have giveaway tickets. So 10 people are going to get a ticket to go, hopefully see Sparkle or whatever you desire to see there. And we also have other giveaways, door prizes. We're going to have lunch. All of that is included in your registration. So go online and register at womenleadersandentrepreneurs.yolasite. And that's YOLASITE.com, or simply inbox me on Facebook or inbox Angela Vett Williams. I'm Lalisa Williams, and we'll be glad to get that information out to you. Or you could call 908-432-1853 or 973-573-2494. Well, if you like what you hear on this broadcast, you are going to get a chance to meet Miss Nicole M. Upton in person. She will be here, and we are so happy that she is coming to tell your sisters, your aunts, your nieces, you know, your daughters, your goddaughters, your neighbors. If you can't go, let's just say you booked up because you have 18 other events to go to, and you know someone who needs to go, but you can't afford to pay for them to go because you can't go, and they can't afford it, please send them. I mean, that is one of my, what would I call that? I don't, maybe Nicole, you have a word for it, but I'm really into that. I'm really into helping the next person. You know,
sponsor.
We do have
sponsorship. Yeah. Because even if you can't go and you don't have the time, absolutely, let your money represent you. Absolutely.
Sponsor
absolutely.
I meet women every day who are in dire straits in terms of income, but
absolutely.
Yet you look at their talents, it's a wealth. It's wealthy.
Yes.
But when you
yes.
look at
invest. It's really like you're investing in someone outside of yourself. Absolutely.
Exactly. That's what it is, investment. Invest, you know, we invest in hair and nails and
mm-hmm.
books and pictures, and we know how to invest in cars and all of that. But when we begin to invest in people, I believe we're going to
yes.
see huge turnarounds.
Absolutely. 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 I'm in agreement with you. I couldn't have said it more. And I think that when we do that, you like you were saying, you might know someone who's thinking about starting a business. You might know someone who's tired of their job. You might know someone who really need what we're going to be sharing at this event. And what a great way, if you're expecting God to do something for you, I believe the way to do that is to bless somebody outside of yourself. You know, I believe in that rule of reciprocity, and I believe it's biblical. You know, the word says, what you do to the least of these is like you have done it for me. And I don't know about anybody else, but you cannot outgive God. So when you look at giving to people outside of yourself that's in a lesser position than you, who may be a little bit more missed, fortunate, you know, for lack of a better word, when you invest in them, when you sow into them, you have opened up a portal for God to now turn around and bless you. And what I'm saying is scriptural. We have an expectation. You know what I mean? That when you sow, you reap. So when you sow into someone else, you have just really positioned yourself to reap. And a lot of times we do not reap back from the place that we've sown it, but you have set yourself up to sow that in another area of your life. So I definitely, definitely recommend, and I'm in agreement, and I, you know, concur with Lise. If you know someone that can benefit from this, absolutely be a blessing to them.
Oh, listen, I totally, totally, totally agree. And we have, you know, myself and Angela Vett, you know, we are also sponsoring several women to come to the event that cannot, you know, for whatever reason, may not have that investment at this moment. But we cannot overlook people's, you know, desire and people's dreams to be their own. When I listen to women and they talk about the different things that they can do and know how to do. And, you know, and again, like I said on Facebook, you know, I'm like, hold on, Pookie, we got you, you know.
Right.
We need the small business. Boy, if there was ever a place to need a small business, is in the inner city, because if we don't hire our own people, who is going to hire them?
Right. Right.
And if we don't give them a job, then how can we expect them to do anything other than go out and try to get it some other illegal type
way.
Of way? You know what I mean? It's not
the
mm-hmm.
You are so right. I read your post, I think it was this morning or last night, when you had the pulling of the guy, you know,
yeah.
up the ladder. And
yeah.
I said, how awesome is that? Because in our society, in our culture, and by no means am I just saying that it's an African-American thing, because misfortune falls, you know, it's a broad problem. However, we are the higher percentage in that arena. You know, second chances, what do you do when you're young and you've made a mistake and now you can't get a job? If we are going to see a change in our community and in our culture, we are going to have to be the ones to do that. You know, so it starts here. You know, it starts here. We have to be the one employing more of their people, because the way the system is set up, if you have a criminal background, you can't get a job. But what happens if it was a mistake that you made at 18 years old and now you're no longer that person? You know, what happens when, you know, because a lot of times people don't know the details of people's story. And not everybody is just evil and a criminal. Sometimes life just happens to you.
Oh, Hey, listen, and you know, and here's what I've learned through my studies in the subject was that, you know, every race of people, every single one, not one excluded, have youth that do crazy stuff.
Yes.
But they always have a way to help their youth.
Yes.
They don't throw their youth to the dogs.
Yes, absolutely.
And say, let them figure it out on their own. You made the mistake. Get out of here. No, they work with their youth and they hire their youth. And that's all we're doing is doing the same thing that any other group of people would do. Maybe
absolutely.
It's taking us longer to realize it or figure it out. But it's what every race of people does. And so, we're not going to sit here and cry over spilt milk, the fact that it didn't happen for the past X amount of generations. Well, we're going to do it now. And so when we go into these communities and we help these women, starting with the small business woman, and we help them to open up businesses right there in their community, and now we can give these young people, we give them a job, a responsibility, teach them, and then we will see that they will feel better about themselves.
Yes. 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 That's one of the things that I stress in my mentor program, you know, with the girls. And I understand that not everyone is cut out to be an entrepreneur, but I still think even what we have to say benefits you even if you're on your job. Because a lot of times people, you know, it's like they're, you know, okay, I got a job, you know, but they can't see themselves as the manager or, you know, the executive VP or the director or even, you know, or even the CEO. It's important that, number one, you know what it is. What are your aspirations? You know, have you taken enough time with yourself to see, you know, what are some of the things I like to do? You know, what am I passionate about? Where are my natural giftings? Or, you know, what are they? And then once you've identified that, what is it going to take for me to get from here to there? Because I hear people all the time. You know, they have great dreams. They have great dreams, you know, and I think that's wonderful. But when I start sitting down talking to them and you start asking more detailed questions, you can't have a business without a business plan. Because in your business plan, it teaches you about your business. It brings to mind some of the things that you might not be aware of. Who are you going to market your product to? Who is your market? Where are they? How much do they make? You know, I mean, have you forecasted? You know, is your business a seasonal business? Or, you know, I mean, are you going to have spikes at, you know, at different times? Have you planned for that? Have you prepared for that? So in addition to being able to say, what am I gifted at, where are my passions at, then the next step is, okay, well, how do I get there? You know, I mean, how do I get there from here to there? And then once you've done that, then you might need to raise capital. And then, again, that's why I so love this, and I can't stress it. I am honored, Lisa and Angela Vett, to be a part of what's going to happen on Saturday, to be a part of being in the room with all of these phenomenal women and to see what God is doing, you know, because it's just an awesome, awesome thing. And network is important because, like I said, what you don't know can truly hurt you, but you don't have to know everything. A lot of times you just have to be able to pick up the phone and call somebody and say, hey, look, do you know? And if they don't know, maybe they know somebody that does. So your network is important. You know, your network is important. So those three things, being able to see it, being able to identify who am I, where do I fit, what are my passions, then once you've done that, how do I get it? You know, do I have everything legal in place? You know, am I protected? Am I going to prepare for downtimes in my business? You know, am I looking at this thing the way that I need to look at it? And then once you've gotten through all of that and asked those hard questions, then the next thing is, do I have a solid network? And then if I don't, then guess what? I have to build one. You know, there's an author, and I actually had a chance to meet this phenomenal woman, Expect to Win by Carla Harris. You know, she was one of the first, you know, top women, you know, women on Wall Street. And I got a chance to meet her at a Breakfast of Champions that was hosted by my church. And, you know, some of the things that she says is, you know, we're Christian women, but you cannot not afford to go out sometimes to the bar, you know, to the bar or the restaurant. And she was like, you know, you have to order a club soda. You can't be so, you know, in your religion that you, you know, almost kind of like shoot yourself in the foot. She said you have to be able to go in, you know, be of the world, but be in it, but not of it, you know. So she said you might just have to, you know, have a club soda. Let them have their drinks. You have a club soda, but it might be these very people who are fighting on your behalf later. So we have to understand how to network. We have to understand, you know, that there's power in that. And Carla also says that there are people, you know, fighting for you that you don't even know are fighting for you. There's somebody speaking on your behalf. And this right here is the truth, because somebody told Angela Vett about me. You know, I mean, I don't even have a personal relationship with her. So how powerful is networking? How powerful is that? How powerful is you are your brand? What you say, what you do, how you present yourself, all of that plays a part in is somebody going to do, you know, is somebody going to go to bat for you and say, look, this LaLisa, look, you want to do a radio, you know, show, or you want somebody, you know, to coach you, you know, or, you know, to give you that, to undergird you, you know, to show you how to get from here to here. Coach Lisa is it, but we don't necessarily know that there's somebody who you haven't even met staying and fighting a case for you somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So your networking is very important, you know. I mean, it's very important. You can't get around it, because people are having meetings about you. You know, somebody met you in a grocery store and they know somebody who needs something that you have to offer. Somebody somewhere, they're having a meeting for you, and based on what you gave them will determine if they're going to promote you or demote you.
Yes. I mean, the networking part is really, really huge, and also the mentoring.
Yes.
We don't have anyone to mentor us.
Yes. But that's why things like this is very important, because, you know, I believe that, and I can't stress this enough, Lisa, because for as good as God has been to me in my life, I find it very hard to say no at an opportunity to be able to go and help someone else.
Wow. That's what I'm saying. There's so, you know, there's so many things that are going to be done on that Saturday, from, you know, networking and, you know, meeting other people. You possibly might even get mentored for 20 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
If you meet up with the right person, we're going to have opportunities, breaks in between the speakers. There will be a lunch period for an hour that you will be able to, you know, grab a bite to eat, plus, you know, have a conversation with someone. And that's why it's important for me to get, you know, people like yourself and maybe a couple of the other speakers throughout the week to come on the show, so that even if people aren't able to tune in now, which we do have people tune in, so who are tuned in, and we really appreciate all of you who are on the phone lines and those that are in the chat room as well. We thank God for you. But for people that they will know a little bit more about you, so this will maybe even prompt them to say, oh, yeah, it's something I want to ask her. I didn't get a chance to, you know. Maybe I didn't get a chance to call into the, you know, to the radio show, but I'll get to, and now I know I had a question. You know, I would advise you to write your question down, and then when you see Nicole, you will be able to meet with her. Also, the show is an archive, so if anybody didn't get a chance to listen to it because they're at work or they're in an environment where they can't listen, they can listen from now to now on. It's an archive forever. That's the other thing. So the things that you were saying will be helpful to people. And we certainly hope that, you know, this is the start of something, like, super. And, you know, this is just year one. We've done, myself and Angela Vett, we've done at least one event together, I think we did, where we had some vendors come out together, and then I did a couple of workshops talking about women and business owners. So this is the first one that's this large, but I'm sure this will be the start of something big with this, because we've already got people that, you know, are interested in coming next year. So
yeah.
we had to put a next year out there already, so, but we're happy
yeah.
about it. And I absolutely love, you know, Newark. We didn't select Newark. Newark, that wasn't by accident. It was by design that God would have us do it in the city of Newark versus all the other cities here in New Jersey. And, you know, God spoke to me about Newark, 25 years ago when I came here. So,
wow.
Yeah, when I came to New Jersey, and I knew no one but my younger sister, who's about 7 years older, younger than me. And she had just moved here herself about 4 years, and out of nobody in my family had ever been to New Jersey. And she moved here with her husband, and I was unemployed. And she told me to come to New Jersey. I probably could find a job. And that was in 87. And I came, and she just so happened she was living in Newark. And that's when I got my first relationship with Newark, and it was just something about Newark. And even though I've lived here now all these years and been through all kinds of cities. And when I got ready to buy my house, me and my husband, we could have bought a house. I didn't buy a house in Newark, but we live very, very close to Newark. And but I've always, you know, worked in Newark, or worked around Newark ever since I've been here. And I've had a good 7 jobs since I've been here.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a lot of jobs, Nicole, because someone failed to tell me a long time ago that I was an
mm-hmm.
entrepreneur.
Oh,
if
wow.
I wasted a lot of time thinking that, you know, something was wrong with me because I, you know, didn't stay on this job or stay on that job. But all the while, I had this desire to be an entrepreneur.
Wow.
And
okay.
That's
awesome.
I guess that's why I'm doing this conference, because only me and God knows the pain that I suffered all those years, probably more like ever since I was 18, and, you know, always afraid to let that dream come forth. And then, you know, one day when my back was up against the wall and I didn't have any other choice, the dream was like screaming, "You're an entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur.
Awesome. Awesome.
Do it. Just do it." And I fought it. And I, you know, much the way people talk about their calling into the ministry, how they say they ran from the Lord. And, you know, I
yeah.
fought it and fought it till I couldn't, till it won. It won,
yeah.
basically. It won. And,
yeah.
But I'm so happy.
Yes.
You know?
And you get to be such a blessing to us. You know, I've tuned into your show, and I've, you know, text people and, you know, message people like, wow, you know, you got to tune on, you know, and listen to what's going on. I mean, the last few shows that I've had the opportunity to tune on to is just a blessing. And I wouldn't have even, had not been on the show, I wouldn't have known about your book. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't wait to get that book. And, you know, And by you finally stepping out there, now look how many people, you know, God is using you to be a blessing to. I mean, how awesome is that?
Oh, he is awesome. So we just want to we thank everyone for tuning in. We have like 2 seconds left to the show. I know we could go on and on, you know, Nicole. We'll be back, you know, so we'll be back tomorrow morning at 7. 2 days of the week, the show comes on at 7 a.m. because of the schedule. I have a co-host on those days, and to fit their schedules, the show is on at 7 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But the other days of the week, I try to do 10 a.m. unless my guest can't do 10, then we'll do other times. But, Nicole, you've been an awesome, awesome, awesome inspiration and motivation.
Thank
oh, man. And thank you. No, thank you. No. Tell people, give people your website, and I know you're
okay.
on Facebook, but give people your website and how they can connect with you.
Okay, it's www.upton,
uptonre.com, and that's uptonre.com. So it's my last name, Upton, and R-E for the abbreviation, realestate.com.
Oh, that's easy enough. Upton, U-P-T-O-N.
Yes, the letter R-E.
R-E.com. Oh, wonderful. Okay, so we're going to be all over that website and keeping up with you and looking forward to Saturday, just 4 days and a wake up. And any other day that, you know, you call back into the show, if we don't have someone on Wednesday, I'm trying to get, you know, one of the other people, but you're welcome to call in, and hopefully we can get, I thought Angela Vett was going to call in. Oh, did Angela Vett call in, Angela Vett?
I'm on.
But, okay, so you didn't hit your number one. I don't pick up people's phone lines.
Okay.
Unless they hit their number one key. Because
I was just like you, typing some stuff and listening, but I was in the whole conversation. I was just in, you know, listening and awe. Like, you know, I just can't wait until Saturday to hear some of the powerful women just speak. But I just put a post on, you know, just decreeing, declaring the floodgates, and that God just will allow the gates to flood with more women that's hungry to hear and receive. And not just hear and receive, but digest and regress. And not regress, I'm sorry, just continue to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Progress, yes.
Progress, yes, with the, you know,
that's right.
With success. So, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm just excited. I just can't wait.
And I'm looking for those.
How are you? Good morning.
How are you? And I also want to, one more thing, Lalisa. I want to put out there the meet and greet on Thursday at the Secret Lounge in Montclair. You
yes.
guys can call our numbers, 973-573-2494 for the address, because it's a secret, a secret lounge. The only way you can get in if you are invited. So it's not
wow.
for everybody. That's why you have to call this number, 973-573-2494 or 908-432-1853, the Secret Lounge in Montclair. It's going to be awesome on Thursday night at 6 p.m.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I know you said the Secret Lounge, but I didn't realize it was a real secret.
It's a real
secret. Oh, that's funny. Wow. Well, you know, and I'm looking for women, too, that will come and, you know, because sometimes I know people feel like, well, I already got it all together and I know everything. Good. Well, come and share because there were, you know, you got it. That's also a part of growing is, you know, Abraham Maslow, when he talked about, you know, his hierarchy of needs and how his top level need with highest order was the self-actualization. Well, after he had long passed away, and someone else came out with a even higher level need, and that's the need to give back.
Yes.
So you can't just stop at self-actualization, which says, okay, I'm living out my full potential in life. All right, now it's time for you to go help others live their
yes.
full potential. Now that's the sixth order of need, and I believe that the person even put a seventh one in there. I just can't remember exactly what it is, but certainly we can embrace the fact that once we have reached our full potential, now it is our job to go help others to reach their full potential. And if you're not doing that, then it's almost as if you're lacking something because, as Abraham describes in his hierarchy of needs, that those are needs that need to be fulfilled. And so, and he says that if you don't fulfill one, you know, you can't go to the next level need till you fulfill the one up under it. So once you have fulfilled that self-actualization, you reach your full potential, now you are the prime candidate to be able to come and to help others self-actualize. And that's what we want to see. Definitely want people to come out to help others. Well, it's been great. It's been real. We could be here all day, I'm sure, just powerful women, but we want to save some of this for Saturday. Oh, my God. And don't forget Thursday, the Secret Lounge, so don't forget to call for the meet and greet. Initially, we were going to do the meet and greet differently, but it's being done this way so that you can, you know, have a little breather in between. So don't forget to call those numbers. You can go back, listen to the archive, and get everything. You can also connect with all three of us right there on Facebook, Miss Nicole Upton, and you can also Angela Vett Williams and Lalisa Williams. Thank goodness our names are different enough that if you just type them in, I'm sure we will, our pages will appear. It's not like Brenda Brown or something where you might get 1,000 of them. So we're excited, and we want everybody to finish doing what you started today. Have a great day. And we want to also give a shout out to our good friend, Faith the Believer, who is very faithful to tuning into the show. Nicole, she said it was a great program. So just wanted to let you know that you're phenomenal, and I can't wait to meet you. So many great things here today, all the way talking about the calculus. Oh, brought back so many memories and so much. I can't wait to get with you on Saturday and just, you know, share some war stories about calculus and graduate school. So anyway, thank you, Angela Vett. Yes, I'm so sorry, because sometimes, you know, people call in and these people, we would not want to pick up their phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the but wait a minute, now I have someone who has their hand up with an 862 number. Area code 862, you're still on with us.
Hi, Miss Alisa.
Okay, you sound, let me see. Oh, you must be Shadiqua.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so many people call me Miss Lalisa, but okay, but which one? Shadiqua, not Shaniqua. Hey, Shadiqua. Yes. Oh, Nicole is still here with us, and Angela Vett, did you have a comment?
No, just listening.
Okay. And you're planning, I know you are also an entrepreneur, and you're in school, you're going to be there Saturday. You're a mother, you're doing lots of wonderful things, you have your own business. And so what does it mean to you to come to an event like this from what you've heard so far?
It's awesome. It's, like, powerful to me. It's more for me to learn for myself, to help me grow and to help me grow in my organization also. And for me to bring people with me so that they can get help also.
Yeah, because I met you at one of Angela Vett's monthly meetings, and I believe
yes.
That's the first place that I met you, and I thought, you know, wow, such an awesome young lady, and you also have an event coming up week as well on the 22nd, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you tell us about that event?
Women Speaking Into Women, we're giving away book bags and school supplies to all the children in the North Ward of section of North New Jersey. So they can come out and register and get book bags and school supplies. Every child has to register, so they can reach me at 973-481-0315.
And then if people wanted to donate to your cause, how would they do that?
They could contact me, and, oh, the address of the location is 722 Summer Avenue, the North End Branch Library. That's where we'll be handling the book bag.
Okay, so we thank you for that information. And
can you give that number again, your phone number again?
973-481-0315.
Okay, and it's 722 Summer Avenue?
Summer Avenue, yes.
Okay, in Newark, okay.
It's the library. The
That's the library over there.
Right,
oh, okay.
What is it called, the North Branch? What is that library called?
The North End Branch Library.
Okay. The North End. Oh,
what
North.
Are the times again, the times?
5 to 7.
Okay,
gotcha. On Wednesday. So that's what, you know, that's what we want to be about, you know, we just want to promote each other, support each other, and
right.
That really is what time it is. That's really where we need to be. That's where we're striving to be, as especially as African-American women, as women, and the reason I say African-American women, only because there's some gap there. In us doing that, really the way it needs to be done, so that we can really feel the impact the way my mother and them did. And I'm like I said, my mother, she was born in 1935, and you know, when I grew up, no kid ever went hungry or homeless ever. That was just, I don't even remember seeing homeless people when I was a kid, because somebody's family took you in. No such, that's okay. Just how it was. It wasn't about them having a place to take you. They took you in. To it. Hi, sweetie. Love you. Oh, my heart throb. Oh, I love that little girl. Oh. Okay, now Miss Louise can't wait for you to dance for her again. Oh, my God. I just, when I think of that little girl, oh, my God. Woo. This little girl praise dances, and I mean she can bring the house down.
Wow.
Oh, she is a sweetheart. Wow. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to have my next Christian event where I'm going to have her there. Our next event, I want that little girl to dance. And, oh, man, we took her to Maryland with her. Let me tell you, in one day's notice, do you know that child was ready to dance?
Wow. Awesome.
Did she not let God use her? She is, and she's so smart, and she's so pretty, and she's a young entrepreneur.
Wow. Awesome.
And how old is she, 8?
9.
9.
Oh, wow.
9. Awesome. This is what we're talking about, Angela, Vette, and Nicole. This is, I mean, you know, this is the reason to wake up. We got, she's 9. I have six to seven girls on my street where I live that are between ages of 9 and 11. And all of them have agreed to be a part of this thing that I just started. We don't even have a name for it yet. But, you know, they were just sitting out there all summer. None of them were away in camp. So, you know, we made our own little leadership and entrepreneurship camp right here on my porch. And so this, I think that's the right age to get them, you know,
mm-hmm.
that 9, 10, 11. I think that if we get them at that age and can, you know, teach them leadership and entrepreneurship skills, I believe that that will carry them through at least a bachelor's degree with no hiccups. I really believe that. I really believe that. I believe it will carry them through bachelor's and possibly master's with no hiccups.
Mm.
And that then after that, if they decide that they want to, you know, go out there and throw, do whatever, hey. You know, that's, you know, when I was in jail, I saw that, you know, come on. When I was in jail, I looked around, and I saw that the people who went into jail that had been well-educated and at least had a degree, they weren't worried about nothing. They weren't worried about a criminal record stopping them. They weren't worried about the lack of skill. They weren't worried. When they got out, they just went and dusted themselves off.
Mm-hmm.
And went on back to doing
what and moving.
Yes.
Right.
Only the ones who were stressed.
Lisa, I didn't know you were in jail.
I know. Right. A lot of people don't know that. But the only ones who were in stress were the ones who went into jail with a 9th grade education,
mm-hmm.
never had really worked a job, didn't really have any real job skills or work at. Those were the ones who fall into that whole other category. But all the ones who, no matter what their crime was, I mean, no, really, seriously, no matter what their crime was, when they went in with like I said, high school diploma, college graduate possibly, you know, had worked 5 years in the bank or this company, that when they got out, they were pretty straight.
Mm.
It might take them a year, you know, to let some things kind of dry off. But after about a good year, they could walk back into any company and not even really be noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much why some people don't know I was in jail, because I didn't go to jail until after I had gotten my GED, had went into the military. A lot of people don't know I was in the military either.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's new.
So I went into a life of crime, but I had a background that was crime-less. So once I got, you know, knocked my head up against the wall a few times, it was like, okay, wake up here. And so that's one of my missions is to, I'm not saying every child is going to do a straight-laced life, but before you go down that crazy road, let's get you the basic foundations of society, education, You know, I don't know. Yeah. And some people might say, well, Lisa, everybody can get an education. Well, okay, that's fine. That's what you think. The Bible says that, you know, everybody
right.
can.
I agree.
I'm going with that. I don't know what y'all want, but I'm going
the
with
Bible
everybody.
The Bible says, for the lack of knowledge, people perish. So,
yeah.
you know, unless
yeah,
you know, unless you learn something, and I know all everyone might not go through the traditional route of, you know, might not be a university, but you have to learn. You have to know how the world around you works. You have to know how the people who hold your resources, how they think. You have to know how to position yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just important.
On that note, I know we're going
to need to know.
Blog Talk will just shut us right off when we have no minutes. We're already past the hour, and they don't give me a warning and say, okay, you got 2 seconds, and just boop, it'll be gone. But I think it was needed this extra little bit. Now, when people go back and listen to the archive, they'll be able to hear all of this, but we already lost people in the chat room at the 11 o'clock mark. And not to press into anyone's time, I know your schedules are busy, and we... But just want to I think that part was needed. And so we will be back tomorrow, 7 a.m., for those who can make it. If not, we'll be back on Wednesday at 10. We'll see who our guest is. Go register for this awesome conference, and so you can learn about other things that we're going to be doing, exciting things. Call Angela Vett. Call me. Get online. Remember our sisters that are also doing events and supporting them. Shadiqua has the event coming up, where she's giving out book bags for her organization. Go to Nicole's page, support her, give a word of encouragement. We still all need encouragement. So, ladies, it's been so wonderful to have you all. And thank you, Nicole.
Thank you both. Thank you both.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome, and you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.